Hello and welcome to our podcast and video series. Important economic and financial topics recorded by students for students. My name is Markus Fischer. I'm a professor of financial management at Landshut University of Applied Sciences, and I'm responsible for this format. We offer audible knowledge on a wide range of topics. Use our content to inform yourself, learn and prepare for your exams.
Welcome back to Finance with Fischer. This is our second and final episode about stakeholders, and we will have a deep dive into their management. Today we have a special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, of course. Hello, I'm Emily, and I will be answering all of your questions today.
I'm very excited to learn more about the topic. Thank you very much. So let's start by quickly defining the term stakeholder management. I don't exactly know what that means. Can you please explain it to me?
Yes, of course. So generally speaking, stakeholder management is the process by which you not only organize, but also monitor and improve your relationships with your stakeholders. That means it involves stuff like systematically identifying stakeholders, then analyzing their needs and expectations, and then planning accordingly and implementing various tasks to engage with them.
Okay, thank you very much. But why is that so important for business?
That's a very good question. Stakeholder management is an essential part in any successful business for multiple reasons, and therefore it should not be overlooked. Firstly, having an organized stakeholder engagement plan, something that's an essential part of stakeholder management, means involving the identification and prioritization of stakeholders to ensure that business goals are met effectively and efficiently. Secondly, in stakeholder management, stakeholders, including employees, customers, and suppliers, like we already established, must be communicated with regularly, as their opinion can have a direct effect on the success of a business. Therefore, engaging stakeholders actually helps to provide valuable feedback on products and services, and this information is incredibly useful in terms of stuff like R&D, the customer service of the business, and other topics that can lead to the success of the business, but only if they are managed properly. And lastly, stakeholder management promotes collaboration instead of conflict by having a clear channel between executives and those who are affected and have an influence on the company's operations. Ultimately, stakeholder management is an integral component for businesses to succeed because it provides effective communication for all key players in the decision-making process. In summary, stakeholder management is vital for a company's success as it ensures alignment, secures support, identifies risks, and enhances decision-making while fostering communication.
Thank you very much. And now that we know why stakeholder management is so important, could you explain to our listeners and me how exactly good stakeholder management can be achieved?
Yeah, sure. Actually, it's not that difficult. Essentially, there are six main steps a good manager should follow to ensure they do a good job at managing their company's stakeholders. Firstly, they should identify all of the stakeholders, so both the internal and external ones to the organization. After that, they should analyze all of them. This step involves not only analyzing the identified stakeholders in terms of their expectations, but also in terms of their wants and needs and the level of authority they command. After that, they should position all of the stakeholders in kind of a ranking. This involves creating a stakeholder matrix according to the information collected in the previous step. Based on the importance of the stakeholder and the degree to which they can affect the business, they are positioned accordingly in a matrix. The next step is called stakeholder engagement. This one is more about getting to know the stakeholders individually and establishing and agreeing upon values and principles to ensure that everyone's expectations are met. Lastly, communication is a big topic. The methodology, the extent, and the frequency of future communication with each stakeholder are established. During this step, companies may even implement protocols that can facilitate this process. This step is then reviewed over and over again to ensure that the stakeholders are happy at all times.
Perfect. So are those steps just a one-time thing, or should they be reviewed more often?
Yes. They should be reviewed basically like all the time. So don't look at these steps as like a once in a lifetime kind of guideline, but look at them more like a cycle that should be repeated from time to time to ensure that nothing has changed. In case of new stakeholders that come into the picture, for example, or something as simple as changed expectations or needs from either of the parties, because stakeholders can basically change their mind any day. So managers should always keep that in mind and repeat the cycle over and over again.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. Just let me recap it quickly. So you said that stakeholder management is really important to identify and analyze the stakeholders so you know who they are and why we have them. Also, the positioning is really important, so how they are affecting one's business. And of course also the engagement of the stakeholders, so just to get them to know personally, is that right?
Yes, yeah, you have to get to know the stakeholders individually so you can assess their importance and the amount in which they affect the business. So it's basically like a ranking, yes.
Ah, okay, thank you. And of course, the communication is really important with all the stakeholders, and of course, reviewing the action that has to be taken, and
yes,
also the whole process, that's really important, and the whole thing of the management.
Yes, perfect. Yeah, you got that absolutely right. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for your time and all your great answers to my questions. And I hope that me and all of our listeners could learn something new today.
Yes, I hope so too. It was a pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you.
This was another contribution on actual and study-related topics related to finance and business. So you can look for the next one, and we hope you enjoyed it and that you were able to deepen your knowledge.